Test 3, Question 4. Piaget's concepts of assimilation and accommodation can be demonstrated through the simple example of the way children graduate from using a spoon to a fork when they eat food. When children begin to eat on their own, they usually start with a spoon. This simple implement works well because most of their early food is relatively viscous and the child can scoop it up relatively easily and move it to the mouth. However, when children progress to more solid foods, incorporating larger chunks with a firmer consistency, adults will usually encourage them to start using a fork instead of a spoon. Inevitably, at first, children try to use the fork the same way they use the spoon, by scooping food up and trying to move it to their mouths. This is because they have assimilated their understanding of the fork with their previous knowledge about the spoon. Of course, this experience results in a lot of spills as the larger, firmer chunks of food are harder to balance on either a fork or spoon. Through experimentation, modeling, and usually some assistance from an adult, the child learns how to use the prongs of the fork to spear the food, latching it firmly onto the implement so that it can be delivered reliably to the mouth. At this point, the child has accommodated this new understanding of the fork into their broader knowledge about how to use it to eat food. Question. Describe how children graduate from using spoons to forks, and explain how this supports Piaget's theories about constructivism.